540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where ex-President Donald Trump made a short return to be arraigned in federal court, pleading not guilty to charges connected to the 2020 election.
The former president's appearance at this federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. came just 2 days after a grand jury indicted him on 4 felony counts.
They include conspiracy to defraud the United States and obstruction of an official proceeding related to the January 6th Capitol attack. The U.S. Capitol within view of the federal courthouse.
Correspondent Natalie Brand, and with a closer look at Trump's short court appearance, CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
He wants to show that he is unafraid, that he is someone who does believe that this is, to use his terms, a political persecution. So he was not going to sit at home and be on Zoom and enter a plea of not guilty.
Trump could face additional state charges in Georgia as Fulton County officials announced street closings in downtown Atlanta starting on Monday. In San Diego, 2 active duty sailors are charged with selling sensitive defense information to China. CBS's Mark Strassman reports on one of them.
Jinshao Wei, a 22-year-old machinist mate aboard the USS Essex. Wei allegedly sold the Chinese naval defense information and dozens of technical and mechanical military manuals, all while he was applying to become a U.S. citizen.
It is back to the future, or at least back to the Tennessee State House, for 2 young Democratic lawmakers expelled earlier by their Republican colleagues.
Tennessee Representatives Justin Pearson and Justin Jones, who are black, were expelled for joining fellow Democrat Representative Gloria Johnson, who is white, in a gun control protest on the House floor. They became known as the Tennessee Three. Johnson narrowly avoided expulsion, but Pearson and Jones did not, but they were reinstated by local officials, only on an interim basis. The Associated Press reports that Pearson and Jones have won back their state house seats through a special election. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Texas A&M University reaches a $1 million settlement with a black journalism professor whose hiring was canceled after political backlash for her past work promoting diversity. With gas prices on the increase and pretty sharply of late, Saudi Arabia is extending its production cuts of oil through September. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
Saudi Arabia is standing firm on its cuts of 1 million barrels a day. It began in July and comes as other OPEC producers extended their production cuts. The move was expected and could be continued past September.
And about those gas prices, AAA reports its national average for a gallon of regular now $3.82. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition, which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 65 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 83. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 63. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz
on 540 AM WAUK. This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show
on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump made more history with a short return to Washington to plead not guilty to four federal criminal counts related to alleged efforts to keep Joe Biden from succeeding him as president.
It was something Americans have never seen before. A former president accused of trying to defraud the nation he once led and arriving back in Washington to a crowd gathered not at the White House, but at a federal courthouse.
Correspondent Robert Costa. Two Navy servicemen stand accused of selling secret information to China. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada on one of them.
Mr. Zhao chose a path of corruption. And in doing so, he sold out his colleagues at the U.S. Navy.
From Nashville, the Associated Press reports.
Tennessee Representatives Justin Pearson and Justin Jones once again reclaimed their legislative seats after being expelled by the Republican majority.
Correspondent Jim Krasula. Russia reporting on other supposedly unsuccessful Ukrainian drone attack on Crimea. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy overnight with a low of 65. Northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, highs around 83. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 63. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Andrew Hitt's an attorney, you know, the former head of the Wisconsin Republican Party. These folks signed on. They know what they were doing. They're not dumb people. I mean, Eastman's writing memos. Who do you know writes a memo? I don't know anybody writing memos. These guys are writing memos. And the point is, they didn't do this out of ignorance. They didn't do this because they believed it, as the indictment seemingly. Did it because they wanted to hang on to power. They did it because they wanted to disenfranchise your vote. They did it because they wanted to overturn democracy. That's not something that dumb people or smart people, that's just what they do. That's a craven, power-hungry people. That's what they do. So don't dismiss this as, oh, they didn't know. Of course they knew. Of course they knew. Everybody knew. Trump knew. His White House attorneys told him. Everybody around him told him. DOJ told him. Everybody knew. So you are either, if you take that position, part of the conspiracy and no longer and have no right to be around the halls of power, or you are actually that ignorant and you also have terrible judgment and you should not be in power. Either way, the MAGAs, the fraudulent electors, all these attorneys, they should not be anywhere near this. So I have to reiterate that. These are smart people. They knew what they were doing, and they were doing it to defraud this country. They're doing it to overturn our democracy and take away your vote. They don't want your vote to count. They don't want you to decide in a democracy who the president should be.
You know, I wrote a memo one time.
Yeah,
not exactly a torture memo or even a let's steal the election sort of memo, Dom. One in my lifetime.
What was the memo?
It was, if you use the bathrooms near the studios, leave the fan on. let's just use an abundance of caution and just leave the fans on in there. Okay, everyone?
Rudy, it's always good to remind yourself of those things. 844-967-2789. Tom from
LA. Only memo I've ever sent in my professional career. Leave the fans on.
Hey, Tom, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, the way you spell Republican is V-I-C-T-I-M. They're a bunch of victims. I just can't get over the fact of how they have, at one time, was supposed to be the party of personal responsibility to now just being the biggest crybaby victims I have ever seen in my life. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves, are people that are victims.
Tom, isn't it crazy how these Republicans can twist their logic when the cult leader is under criminal indictment? Suddenly, the FBI are the bad guys. You've been watching Dragnet and stuff since the 1950s. When did the FBI become the bad guys? As soon as they came after our criminal guy.
Yep, that's how it goes. But I'll tell you what, any of you Republicans out there, if you want, join the Democratic Party. We're not a bunch of victims. You know what? When we actually do something, we actually say it. You've been victims ever since George War Criminal Bush lied us into two wars and so on. You know what? Take your party back. Stop being victims and start standing up for something and you know, be definitely people of your word. Thank you.
They're not going to do any of those things, Tom. Really, Donald Trump is going to win the Republican nomination under at least three different sets of indictments, two federally, one in New York. I suspect Bonnie Willis will drop her indictments as well. Dom, it only makes him more appealing to the Republican base. Come back with us. The Happier Happy Hour, the Hump Day Edition. Crudy on the road. I think I'm on the air. You can join me here at Dom and Anya at 8:40.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.